This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Monday, December 11, 2017. We will learn the 5th to 8th Mishnah's 4th chapter of Mishnah Nedarim. Mishnah Hey. Hamudar Hana'a Mechavero Lifnei Shaviz. So you take a vow not to derive any benefit from your friend before Shaviz. Right, so Reuven will derive no benefit from Shimon. Lo yore l'toch sadehu, ve'eno ochel min hanotos. Right, Reuven cannot derive any benefit, so he may not go into Shimon's field. Right, that's a benefit. Nor can he eat from the notos or the fruits that are literally leaning out of the property. I mean, they're fruits that you can get to without having to go through the property. But he can't eat any of those either because he's not allowed to derive benefit from Shimon at all. These are Shimon's fields and Shimon's fruits. Uvashviis, right? That was all before the sabbatical year. On the sabbatical year, on the Shemitah year, so my property is still my property, right? Which means you cannot trespass. But all fruits are hefker, are ownerless. And therefore the Mishnah says, Uvashviis, on the Shemitah year, sabbatical year, ain't a yore l'toch sadeu. You still can't, Reuven still can't go into Shimon's field because ownership of the field doesn't lapse. Aval ochel hu min hanotos, but Reuven can't eat from those fruits that are hanging off the property because they're no longer Shimon's fruits, they are everybody's fruits. Nadar hemenu ma'achal lifnei shviis. Let's say he didn't swear off all benefit from Shimon, but just food from Shimon. So then, lifnei shviis yored l'toch sadehu ve'eina ochal min haperos. Right, before shviis, if you only swore off benefit of food, you can walk through Shimon. Reuven can walk through Shimon's field, but he can't eat from the fruit. On the Shemitah year, right, not only can he walk through the field because he only swore off benefit of food, but he can eat as well. For the same reason as before, is in the Shemitah year, it is no longer Shimon's fruit. It is Hefker fruit. It is ownerless fruit that everyone's allowed to come and take. Mishnah Vav. Hamudar Hana'a Mechavero. Right, Reuven again swears all no benefit from Shimon. Right, you're not going to have any benefit at all. Right, this was something that they did. Right, when they got angry, they would take these kinds of oaths. So lo yash ilenu velo yishal mimenu. Right, you cannot borrow things from. So again, Reuven cannot derive benefit from Shimon, so he cannot borrow things from Shimon, obviously, but he shouldn't lend Shimon things either. And that's where the person who cannot derive benefit is Reuven. He shouldn't lend to Shimon because he might then go ahead and borrow back an item or whatever. And the same thing, below yalveno, below yilva mimenu. Certainly if Reuven cannot derive benefit from Shimon, he cannot borrow money, but he also shouldn't lend him money, because if you lend him money, maybe one day he'll come to borrow money as well. All right, so there's the primary piece of you cannot derive benefit, and then the second, which is, don't do X, lest you come to do something which, from which you will derive benefit. Velo yim karlo velo yikach mimeno. Right. Not only shouldn't you borrow or lend objects or money, shouldn't sell or buy from Shimon. Amar lo. Now we have a separate case. Right. The Mishnah actually see a break in the Mishnah. Separate case. So Amar lo hashileni parascha. All right. So somebody says to a friend, "Can you please lend me your cow?" Amar lo eno panuya. He says, "No, my cow's busy at the moment. Right, somebody else is using it, but my cow is not available." The guy got so angry because he figured he was lying to him. So he gets so angry. Amar konam sadi shani chorish bala olam. He says, "I swear I'll never plow my field with that cow forever." Okay, which again sounds like cutting off your nose to spite your face, but that's the vow he takes. Says the Mishnah, Imahaya Darko Lacharosh, if he himself used to go out and plow the field, then hu asur, that person taking the vow can never use that cow to plow the field. V'chol adam mutarim. But other people may use the cow to plow the field. Right? He didn't say the field will never be plowed with this cow. He said, I will never plow the field with the cow. So if he's the one who usually plows, he meant himself, other people can. But, says the end of the Mishnah, Ein Darko Lachrosh. Right? Let's say he owns lots of fields and he's got plenty of workers. All right, I don't know where the workers come from in Israel, but he's got plenty of workers, or Bavel. Then, when he said, I won't plow the field, it means I won't have the field plowed, and then hu v'chol adam asurim, then he and everybody else is forbidden to use this cow to plow the field. All right, Mishnah Zayin, another one. Mudra hana mechaveiro. Reuven swears he's going to derive no benefit from Shimon. And now, unfortunately for Reuven, ve'ein lo ma yochal. Reuven goes broke. He's got no food. And he's starving. So now you have a big problem. Okay, let's assume Shimon's the only one that can help him. Or whatever the case is, the poor guy's got no food and Shimon wants to help, but Reuven swore off all benefit from Shimon. So the Mishnah finds a way for Shimon to help Reuven without violating the vow. So that's the case. So Holech Eitzel HaChenvani VeOmer. So Shimon goes to the Chenvani, to the storekeeper, and he says, Ish Ploni Mudar Mimeni Hana. Right, this person, Reuven, has, you know, sworn off all benefit from me. Ve'eini Yodea Ma'ese. Right. And I don't know what to do. Right, he tells him, obviously tells him that Reuven, you know, needs the food. He doesn't know what to do. And he puts that at the storekeeper's feet. But who knows Saint Lo? So the storekeeper can go and give Reuven some food. Ubav and no tell me Zen. Then he'll come back to Shimon and collect the money from Shimon. Right, it's a little bit of a trick, but what the mission is teaching is, since it's not direct, and the instructions were somewhat vague, right, reminds us of, oh, it's really dark in here on Shabbos, hoping that somebody will come and put on the light, which is, again, that's not so clear, a conversation for another time. But because it's not direct and there's no specific instructions, that's not considered benefit enough for it to be subject to the neder, to the oath. Haya Beso live note, similar case where, you know, he swears off Hana, swears off benefit, but he wants a house built, Gdero Ligdor to build a fence, Sadeo Ligdor to cut the field, cut the crops. Holech Eitzal HaPolim Be'omer. So Shimon goes to the Polim and to the workers and says, Ish Ploni Muda Mimeni Hana. Reuven has sworn off all benefit from me, but any Odeh Ma'es, and I don't know how to help him. So the workers, Hamo Sinimo, the workers go and help Reuven. Uvan Vinotlin Schar Mizen. They go to Shimon and take the wages from Shimon. That's exactly the same case. It's not direct, no specific instructions, and therefore it does not violate the oath. So now it's worse because you're walking along the way. Yeah, it's the same case where Reuven swears no Hana from Shimon. Now they're walking together. They have no phones or apps for food delivery. The guy has nothing to eat. Right, so they're traveling in a pack. So Shimon gives some food to Levi as a gift. But once it becomes Levi's and not Shimon's, Reuven can go to Levi and eat the food. Now, what happens if it's even worse? Im eini mahem acher. Let's say there's nobody else there. So maniach, Shimon puts the food al hasela on a rock or al hagader or on a fence. Ve'omer, he says, harehen mufkarin lechol mishiachpots. This is hefker, it's ownerless. For anyone who wants can come and take it. V'hala notel v'ochal. Reuven comes, he takes it and he eats it. V'rabi Yossi oser. That Rabbi Yossi says, that's way too much. That's you know, beyond my limits of what I can tolerate in terms of, I wouldn't say trickery, but ways to work around the vow. If there's nobody else there, right? Rabbi Yossi says, right, the first opinion of the Mishnah says, you can make it hefker, it's ownerless, finished. The person comes and takes it. Rabbi Yossi says, if the only other person there is Reuven, then essentially making it ownerless is gifting it directly to Reuven, and that would not be permitted. Right? Which is, I guess the moral of the story is, if you're walking alone with very little rations, don't swear off benefit from your friend. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.